The sculptures of Alberto Giacometti are icons of post-World War II culture, thin, solitary human figures with long arms and legs. Giacometti was born 100 years ago. There's a commemorative exhibition at the first museum to ever buy his work, the Museum of Modern Art in New York. David Darcy reports.
Alberto Giacometti came from a small village in Switzerland, but he worked in Paris, where he painted, drew, and sculpted under Spartan conditions until his death in 1966. A few years before he died, he told a French television interviewer that he sculpted because it wasn't easy.
Je ne voudrais pas passer toute la vie, hélas, ça va être ça, en faisant de la sculpture. Parce qu'enfin, j'ai commencé à faire de la sculpture parce que c'est exactement le domaine où j'y comprenais le moins.
I didn't want to spend my whole life making sculpture. I started sculpting because it was the art that understood the least. I should have moved on to other things that suited me better. But I couldn't tolerate the fact that I wasn't suited for sculpture. I kept doing it so I would get it out of my system.
What those sculptures express is still being debated. Almost everyone assumed that those thin figures were rising from the ashes of Europe after the Holocaust, embodiments of a worldview that came to be called existentialism. Giacometti often said they were his homage to the ancient Greek and Egyptian art that he saw and sketched at the Louvre. Giacometti started painting in the style of Cézanne and sculpting massive stone and marble figures. In the 1930s, he joined up with the Surrealists, polishing and arranging geometric shapes in abstract installations. One of them was a dreamy miniature stage set of wood and wire, the Palace at 4 a.m., which contained a female mannequin, a bird flying away, and a dangling sexual shape that Giacometti never explained. The Museum of Modern Art bought it in 1936, the first time a museum anywhere acquired the artist's work. Curator Anne Umland says Giacometti broke with the Surrealists soon after that.
I think primarily what set him apart, particularly in terms of the notion of Surrealist object making, was that he somehow bridged the gap between making an object or found objects and sculpture, that he was an artist first and foremost, which was something that the Surrealists, in terms of their politics and other attitudes, railed against.
In a famous encounter, the leader of the Surrealist movement, André Breton, asked Giacometti whether any artist cared what a human head looked like. Giacometti said, "I do." That ended the relationship. Tobias Pizzola of the Kunsthaus Zurich, which collaborated with MoMA on the show, says that after that break, Giacometti's iconic thin figures began taking shape in his studio. Pizzola says even these have something of the Surrealist in them.
These are not figures made after nature. At this time, Giacometti still works out of his imagination, as he did in the Surrealist works, you see? So these are like captured visions for him, things that he saw in his mind and which he then puts into a work.
Giacometti turned to nature in his last decade, concentrating on portraiture when the trend in art was abstraction. About 200 works from the artist's entire career are in the show. For Jed Pearl, art critic of the New Republic, there are always new things to find in the work.
The heads are all different from one from another. Even the heads of one person, of his wife Annette, of his lover Caroline, there's an extraordinary range that he achieves in these heads. The attenuated figures are distinct one from another. They have personalities. The touch of the man's touch with clay, with paint, with pencil, has a tremendous, tremendous range. And the closer you look, the longer you look, the more you become attuned to it.
In an effort to explain Giacometti to an audience more familiar with contemporary art, MoMA has brought in practitioners of fashionable body art to talk about how Giacometti relates to them. And even though curators swear that Giacometti's lonely figures don't illustrate human suffering, the museum's director has sent out press releases inviting visitors to contemplate the September 11th attack in the Giacometti galleries. Jed Pearl says these strategies are off the point.
They want to shove him into a kind of hip body art context. When you look at Giacometti's work, when you really begin to think about it and feel its power, it keeps pulling you away from the present, even as it exists in the present. The richness of references in Giacometti, the sense of history, the history of art, of everything from Rembrandt to Egyptian sculpture, the presence, the atmosphere, the perfume of the Paris of the late 40s and early 50s, all of that is so powerful that these kind of simplistic efforts to make him relevant simply do not work. And I think the Museum of Modern Art at this point is a museum that doesn't know what to do with an artist who they can't pigeonhole.
One work that might have had a gloomy relevance was a commission for New York that Giacometti never made, a huge human figure that would have been placed at Chase Manhattan Plaza downtown, a few blocks from the World Trade Center. Christian Klemm, head of the Giacometti Foundation in Zurich, says no one's sure what happened to the project.
I think it was somehow difficult for him to finish anything. And probably he couldn't really imagine it from Europe. So I think only in 65, when he came shortly before he died to New York for the first time, he got some feeling of the actual space. And then he decided to make something else, just one large figure, 7.80 meters high. But this was too late somehow. He couldn't work on this because he died a few months afterward.
Giacometti died in January 1966. Throughout his life, he liked to say that a work of art was secondary to the process of making it.
Je sais qu'il ne peut jamais être qu'un échec. Mais en réalité, ce n'est qu'à travers l'échec même qu'on peut s'approcher un peu.
Frankly, it's only through a failure that you can get close to yourself. Even though the fact of whether you succeed or fail with a particular work doesn't mean anything. Ultimately, I only work for myself, so that I can try to know what it is that I see.
Je ne travaille que pour moi, pour tâcher de savoir un peu mieux ce que je vois.
6 decades of Alberto Giacometti's work are on view at the Museum of Modern Art through January 8th. For NPR News, I'm David Darcy in New York.
You can read more about the artist and see images of his work on the website npr.org. This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Paul Butwitz.